This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why do I always think this is AFI? I never know.
This one, I got you with this one.
Yeah.
This is SR71 right now.
SR71 sounds like a new Titleist driver.
Sounds like a brand of tires. You know, I'll take four SR71s, please, for my car.
Or as an F1 race.
Could be the SR71. Yeah.
It's on 71 Highway.
Yeah, that is like an F1 race on 71 Highway.
I do want to, in a little bit, get to the DeMarcus Lawrence and
we've got to get to that.
I mean, that's awesome.
That's fantastic. So bravo.
If you missed it, we'll dive into that a little bit later because DeMarcus Lawrence, he says no lies. Like, that's all I'll say for that. But
and then Micah Parsons fired back, and then DeMarcus Lawrence just put him in a body bag.
Put him in a body bag.
Because I don't think Micah Parsons responded after DeMarcus responded back, right?
Somebody from the 913 says, "Damn it, Bob. Now all I see is gray minivans on the road." LOL.
Now you can LOL on that one because I'm sure you are seeing these minivans. And you're going, right. Oh, my God, they're everywhere.
That's right.
They are. And they're all driven by a mom with an extra large Starbucks that is the color of coffee and milk together.
We call that a venti.
And yeah, a venti. That's right. A venti. Venti. I'll take an extra pump of soy milk and an extra pump of this. And then
I feel attacked.
I was about to say this.
Is that your Starbucks order? Are you Johnson County Moms?
No, but I get a venti sweet vanilla cream cold brew.
Yeah. See, I don't put anything in my coffee, and it started years ago when I was first trying to lose weight. I'm like, I'm not going to waste calories putting sugar and cream in there. And so I just have black coffee in the morning, and that's
it. It's like a Saturday morning. Hey.
Yeah, Saturdays, nice. You have a little bit of, you know. Yeah.
You get up early, or you get up late, 8 o'clock.
Oh, that late, really? Yeah, wow. Right? Get up 6:30. About to get the day going.
I actually was talking to myself this morning, surprise, as I was opening the blinds to the house, and I'm like, man, I get to sleep in tomorrow. I get to be like 8. And I was like, you
will not be in bed at 8. You'll be up at 6:30 or 7.
That's probably fair.
You know?
I mean, that's...
Because that's like an extra 2 hours. I mean,
yeah, at 6:30 would be, and a half hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a long time. And your body eventually just says, get your fat ass up! And then so you got to get up because you're sore.
It does say that to me.
Right? And so you get up.
You got to work off those chili cheese fries, Lord.
It's about 7 a.m. for me on Saturday.
Yeah, start walking. Like, hey. Yeah, get moving. So, yeah, Johnson County Mom Starter Kit, gray minivan, a venti Starbucks that's kind of like a macchiato color, striped shirt.
And, praise you know, me, baby.
Listening to Kesha and Taylor Swift.
Mm. You need a stepdad.
You got your phone mounted to your dash.
Because I'm in like prime stepdad body. So if it's going to happen, we need to happen in the next 2 years.
Get it going.
What happens in the next 2 years?
I could fall off the edge.
Okay.
It could be a Vargo.
Vago.
Vago, yeah.
Vago, great mezcal. And then Vago was the guy who pitched for the Royals. What do we call him? Vargo?
Yeah, he pitched great. Yeah. And then Vargo. He went back in time. We're just doing Back to the Future all over again. When it comes to the front offices in Kansas City, both are good, but which one would you trust more, Royals or Chiefs?
Well, and I think the answer is pretty simple, but I think we all have different reasons why we trust at this point in time the Chiefs front office more than the Royals front office, right? And I think the answer is unanimous, and this isn't a shot at one or the other. This is just a conversation. For me, I just need to see what the Royals can do from a minor league standpoint. They've nailed the major league level, and that's all that matters. But in order to sustain in baseball, as you know, unless you're the Yankees or the Dodgers and you can buy everybody, maybe John will start spending money like the Dodgers did once the new stadium on 119th and Knoll opens up. And so maybe he'll start spending like, you know, $1 billion a year in payroll. Doubtful. I'm interested to see how this regime does with the minor league guys and bringing those minor league guys up. That's the only thing that's lacking, because you look at what JJ and company have done at the big league level. They've hit a home run. They really have. And that's all that matters. I don't care if Omaha and Wichita and all these places win, but you want them to develop talent. And so if we see that pipeline start to develop where it's a consistent pipeline up to the big league level, guys are making an impact, then you can say, hey, maybe the Royals are better than the Chiefs right now, because developing guys in the minor leagues is not an easy thing to do.
No, we went 10 years without being able to do it.
Yeah.
More than that. The resume is obvious. It's the Chiefs, right? I mean, it's just, come on. Like, 3 Super Bowls, 5 years, 7 straight AFC Championship games, the contracts they've signed, the players they've drafted, the people they've put in position to be successful, that's just the obvious there.
Mm-hmm.
Recency is the reason why we were able to have this conversation, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, how many
people... We couldn't have this conversation a year ago.
No, because how many people, when Bobby Witt Jr. was, you know, up in the air with, is he going to get a contract, how many people came up to you and said, Bob, they're not going to sign him. They've never signed anyone.
They still say that, even though he signed.
And he signed. So, again, there's a little piece of trust that you could put into the Royals Foundation. Caglione is a guy, he was the best player available. Number 6 overall pick. It's worked out. They got it right. I trust that they're kind of turning the page forward. You see where they've given contracts. You see what they've done. You've seen what the Royals have done recently. And, you know, you go from, you know, 86 wins, and then the year prior, you had 56 wins.
Right.
So you look at the recency trust that there is. Like, you look at the manager. They went from having this militaristic ass in Matheny to this laid-back, chill, deadhead guy that's just like, hey, these guys know their job. Me telling them to do it better is not going to make them get better.
Do your job better. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And
hit the ball.
Yeah.
All right.
See ball, hit ball. You sound like that radio guy.
Yeah. But sometimes it works, you know?
Yeah.
But that's where we get back to the nerd stuff, is they cloud these guys' judgment on stuff all the time.
I trust where they've gone with their manager. Yep. I trust where they've gone with their future and their perennial all-star MVP, Bobby Witt Jr. They signed him before the explosion year. I mean, imagine they didn't do that last year.
Just look at what Juan Soto got.
Right. I don't know if Bobby gets $7 million or $700 million.
But
it'd be...
You don't think they're going to go, well, hang on a second here.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's young. He plays shortstop. He's the future. He's your organization. This guy's just got 765. Our starting point's 400. Who knows where they would have gone with that? So, yeah, anytime you can get these deals done early is great. And you mentioned the mindset of never doing it before. Oh, Rob, I don't know. We're never going to sign a guy, right? nothing that happened in the past with the Royals before John Sherman took over matters.
Yeah.
Nothing matters.
I think the way that you can look at this is the Chiefs have given you reasons to trust, and the Royals are giving you now reasons to believe.
Right.
Like, trust and belief, I think, can be put on the same plate, but I think they're different. Because trust is, like, I'm going out on a whim and saying, like, yeah, I think they can do it. Whereas, like, believe is like, oh, I know they can do it. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that, like, we can get rid of a guy like L'Jarius Sneed and still go to the Super Bowl. I know we can get rid of a guy like Charvarius Ward and go still get a guy like Trent McDuffie in the draft and make it work. So I think they are miles ahead of the Royals, but they're both on the same highway. The Chiefs just happen to be a couple miles ahead.
Right. There was a conversation we had years ago. It was a behind the scenes conversation, and I'll say involving one of the teams. And it was like, please give our guys the benefit of the doubt, right? And this was like 2011, 2010, 2012. Either side of the parking lot had not earned the benefit of the doubt, right? At all. There's no reason to give anybody at that point in time the benefit of the doubt. And I think right now, both sides get the benefit of the doubt. Obviously, they get the benefit of the doubt for what they've been able to do, you know, over these last couple of years. And more so for the Chiefs, because I still see people very critical of some of the moves that they make every single year. And I just look back and I go, they've earned the benefit of the doubt right now.
Right.
They have earned your trust. They have earned your faith, because you know why? Yeah, they've gotten to three straight Super Bowls. I mean,
yeah.
The proof is there. The proof is there. You have to give those guys the benefit of the doubt. And I think the Royals now, from a major league standpoint, are in that category. If they go out and add a bat, we give JJ the benefit of the doubt. He's earned it.
Mm-hmm. They brought back the pitching staff. They changed the franchise, completely flipped it over, and they didn't sleep. They didn't just go, oh, we had a great year. Now it's just end it.
Right.
We'll get into Josh Friedman on the side. Plus, we will talk about the toughest fan bases in sports and get to our two things. The cover two, or the turning two, is what we do in baseball season these days. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Don't look at your calendar, but we're less now. We're less now than 2 weeks from opening day. That's how calendars work.
Well, let me pull up that 45-day forecast here, Dusty, and see if we're still looking at rain on that
Give me
day.
Sunshine and nice weather.
That's a today for the most part.
Yeah, until about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, still says rain on the 27th.
Yeah, well.
Mainly cloudy with periods of rain, then a leftover shower.
A 68% leftover
shower? Chance of rain on Thursday, yes.
Leftover shower sounds like the midday after you got one in the morning and then you went into
I had a leftover shower yesterday, actually. Went out for a nice little walk around the neighborhood. There about an hour, came back in. Yeah.
Vern, what's your favorite baseball cliche saying? Like, hit the showers or Uncle Charlie. What's the what's Vern's go-to?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what... that leftover shower is a pretty good one. Yeah. You know, hit the showers.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's my favorite. Man, you know, it's gotta be something, derogatory, some way to, nothing's coming. What's yours? Which one comes to your mind?
Baseball cliche. And mine, the all time favorite is day game after a night game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Fesco, you have like a book.
We had 68
of them. Baseball cliches, right?
Yeah, we did the bracket years ago. Yeah. And literally filled out a 68 excuse baseball cliche bracket.
If you were to go back to my Warrensburg days when I would do play-by-play for their baseball team for our media network, you would have known that my favorite, according to the audio, was pulled the string. Said it like six times for a guy that had a curveball, and that's all he did when he got guys out, because UCM was actually pretty decent when I was there.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, pull the string on that one.
Yeah.
And he's just like, is this guy talking about Johan Santana? What a changeup that guy had.
Toes the slab is another good one.
That is a strong one. And see, Fesco, you for years have made fun of those cliches so much, I'll find myself saying them, and then I can hear you laughing at me in my head while I'm on the radio, and I try to abort mid-sentence, but I'm already...
You're already halfway. He's towing the... son of a gun.
Or he'll say something, damn it, Fesco's going to get me for that.
I remember the former MLB.com beat writer Dick Cagle.
Ah, yes.
When I first started covering the Royals, he was near the end of his time covering the Royals, and one of his fill-ins was writing a story about Luke Hochhaver making the start, and at one point in the...
Compelling.
At one point in the game where he says, and, you know, Luke Hochhaver twirled a gem. And I remember listening to Cagle read it the next day and goes, who the hell was throwing yesterday? Christy Mathewson? Who twirls a gem anymore?
Is Hutler still calling fastballs the Linda Ronstadt because it blew by you?
Blew by you.
Like, does anybody get that reference anymore?
James Shields is the one that introduced me to a lot of those. He used to call his fastball Oksana Bayou because it was Bayou. I think the changeup was he used Spanish a lot. I want to say cambio.
Yeah, that means change in Spanish, yeah.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Wago G brought a lot of that lingo to the Royals clubhouse back in 2013.
Somebody says on the text line, high sky is my favorite. The sky doesn't change.
Hey, that's real, man.
The high sky is really good. Yeah, the hard ground of Arizona, you know, all the Arizona excuses.
I think my I think my newest one over the last like 5 to 6 years has been the worm burner that Rex Hudler will call. For like a hot ground ball. But a lot of people are saying on the text line, a C&I single. Balls don't have eyes.
They don't have
duck
eyes.
Snort.
Duck snort. Yeah, all those are
duck
really good ones.
Strong. You don't get to say duck snort in any other walk of life.
Duck snort.
You really don't. Well, you don't walk around the office. It's a real duck snort today.
Yeah. Oop, excuse me. I just duck snorted.
Yeah. Vern. somebody brings up.
You're on the mound.
Somebody brings up piss missile. That's a good one. I like that.
That's you, Dusty. Yeah, that's you say that a lot.
A lot of times.
Talking about your boy Cags.
You know, you talk about like the cliches and stuff. I can't stop thinking about the excuses we've received over the years for why baseball players can't do anything. The all-timer, and I think you remember this one, is when we asked the former PR guy to have an interview with the hitting coach, Dale Swaim, and he said to us, yes, if it's raining, he will not be able to do the interview. What do you mean he won't be able to do the interview? It's raining. Well, they have to take underneath. Batting practice underneath. Yeah, he won't be able to do it.
Underneath.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the hitting coach of a third-place team. Like, get your ass out on the phone for 5 minutes,
As if the guys are in the cage just hitting themselves with bats, just not knowing what to do.
Yeah, it's like you're leaving
because
children
Because their hitting coach isn't there.
It's just like, I just got this image of these guys. Oh, Swaim's gone. Let's hit each other with bats. Haas and Moose are in there beating each other.
With just bats. Laughing and bleeding. Yeah.
See what happens when you leave us unattended?
It's like stepbrothers.
Yeah.
There's so much blood.
Yeah. I mean, and baseball wonders why we make fun of them. I mean, it's just so, it's right there on a tee.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So we got a few minutes here with you, Vern. When do you kind of kick it into gear for like the real season to begin? Because we're less than 2 weeks away and blank's about to get real.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, less than 2 weeks, and it certainly appears as if the starting nine and the starting five and the rotation and the big seven and the bullpen, everything appears to be set. The guys seem ready to go. Honestly, once you have your first scare that reminds you, hey, what the hell are we doing out here? And I think Bobby's hit by pitch the other day would certainly suffice of what the hell? Okay, that's enough. I don't need to see it. And one of the main reasons why I don't need to see anymore and I am ready for the regular season is because of the way that this team has approached spring training. Talked with Vinny last night on the show. You know, listening to Seth Lugo, listening to Lucas Erceg, with the run that this team made last season, for a lot of them their first run to October, it helped put things in perspective. It helped put the regular season in perspective. More notably, it helped put spring training in perspective. You're not seeing many guys, you know, with the foot firmly on the gas pedal trying to set themselves up to dominate beginning in game one. As Vinny said last night, I don't want opening day to feel like July, right? We know we have, you know, 162 games, but, you know, they're not even saying that. We know we have 7 months of baseball waiting for us. You know, this team isn't talking about, I hope we get to October. It's, I hope we get a bye. I plan on winning the division. They just seem a lot more mature, even though they only played, what, six playoff games last year. It's not a ton of experience, certainly not as much as the boys got back in 2014 before getting the job done in 2015. But, man, all of the lessons that you hoped a clubhouse would learn from their maiden voyage into October, it certainly seems as if those lessons have been digested, and you are going to see a team that understands, yes, the importance of a solid April, but it's not... And you guys know, for the last 10 years, we normally spend this time talking about the importance of a good start in April, or else you're going to lose the fans, or else the confidence in the clubhouse could begin to wane. The only way I see that happening is if some catastrophic injury happens. But outside of that, you know, a few games below 500 start to the season, I don't think that this team is going to start beating themselves up in the fashion that we've seen plenty of other Royals teams, whether that's physically or mentally beat themselves up. They just seem a lot more prepared for the grind of the regular season and to make sure that they are peaking come September and October. So really taking my cues from the clubhouse, where last year it was a team that said all of the right things and had a belief that they could get to October. Although even in that belief, I could see in between the lines that there was still some doubt. That doubt has been eradicated. There isn't doubt inside that clubhouse that they're good enough to win the division, get a bye in the American League, and ultimately walk away with an American League pennant. So if there is no doubt, if it doesn't seem as if any of the key players on the team are battling for a spot on the squad, yeah, let's go. Let's have that little kid say play ball at Kauffman Stadium and get it going.
Yeah, I think people are ready now. People are excited here as well. The weather's been great, so you've got that baseball feeling going on. Everybody's ready to get the boys in blue back home and start playing some games that matter and getting excited for the start of the season. Are we going to see in baseball, Vern, the pendulum swing back? You know, you gave us the cut of Lorenzen talking about Gen Z loser ball, and then I was reading something from Scherzer, and he talked about the people upstairs making the pitching decision and all that kind of stuff. Are we going to see a swing back where we finally, you know, play baseball like baseball's meant to be played and not by the nerds that, you know, left Harvard?
No. Not if you mean let the starting pitcher finish his game. No. You can earn it, right? Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, Michael Wacha, those guys can earn a third time through the lineup, and all Royals fans better hope that those guys consistently earn a third time through the lineup, because for as strong as the bullpen is, bullpen's only as good as its rotation allows it to be. Chris Bubich, Michael Lorenzen, they're going to have to, over the first month and a half of the season, prove that they're more than the, what we heard Lorenzen say, more than the five and dive guy, that they are a better option a third time through than going to a John Schreiber, a Lucas Erceg, a Sam Long, an Angel Zerpa. No, there's just too much evidence, numbers, stats. I know people can roll their eyes, but if it's staring you in the face and says, you know, Michael Lorenzen, Chris Bubich, Michael Wacha, they're not as good third time through the lineup. It's a one-run game, and we have a guy in the bullpen ready to go that we believe can come in with two on and one out and get back-to-back strikeouts and snuff out this threat. Q and most managers around Major League Baseball are going to, as Q said in his introductory press conference, if it's 51% this way, 49% the other way, we're going to lean towards the 51% and hope that over the course of 162, it pays dividends for us. So ideally, you get another 200 innings out of Lugo. You get a 190 out of Reagans, another 170 out of Michael Wacha, and then the bullpen picks up the rest as they team up with Marsh and Lynch and Lorenzen and Bubich. But I don't think we ever get back to the days where the starting pitchers mean what they meant to us growing up. You know, growing up, CC Sabathia, Justin Verlander, those days are all but done, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and also too with the opener thing, you know, like that's peak 2025. Yeah. Oh, the situation doesn't suit you. Okay, sit over here till it's comfortable for you to go into the game. Like, we've got to get rid of these openers. That's weak sauce, man.
Well, opener was always a white flag, not a white flag. What it was a clear indication that we don't have good starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't remember, the Dodgers went healthy, a Yankees team went healthy. The Royals last year, I don't believe, used an opener because, Lugo gets the first, and Wacha and Reagans and Brady, those guys are all going to get the first inning because they're studs. Now, at times, it can be beneficial. You know, Alec Marsh, I think 2 years ago, would have an opener put in front of him. At times, he would serve as an opener. You can use it to improve the confidence or the mentality of a pitcher to, Marsh was the guy that was having issues in the first inning. You know, they throw Taylor Clark out there back in 2023. he throws the first, and then Marsh comes in and pitches a solid five innings, which was evidence for him that my stuff does play, and maybe I just need to learn how to calm my adrenaline, my emotions out there on the mound, and if I can just rein that in the first inning, I have a chance to be a pretty darn good pitcher. And Alec Marsh certainly was last year, made 25 starts. I think he gave the team a chance to win, and 75-80% of those starts should be able to rejoin the team sometime in mid-April. Hopefully there's not a spot in the rotation for him, because Bubich and Lorenzen are pitching so well. Marsh would be a great arm to add to an already formidable bullpen, but if there is an opening in the rotation at any spot or at any point over the course of the regular season, that's a pretty nice guy to call upon.
Vern, we had a little fun topic earlier. It was the out of left field question. If you could win a championship in any sporting event or any sport whatsoever, what would it be?
Yeah, I like the idea of the green jacket because it's so recognizable, but it's hard to argue with the Stanley Cup and being able to take that home with you for a day. You beat the hell out of it. Everyone else does, right? You can swim with it. You can take it on a roller coaster. I mean, the things that you've seen over the years with the Stanley Cup is, and I'm such a nerd that just sitting in front of the Stanley Cup and just looking at all the names and going through the years, I'll say Stanley Cup slightly edges a green jacket. And the real reason I would want a green jacket is just to flex on my old man.
Mm.
But that's about it.
And then it's National Pie Day. If you could have one slice of pie for the rest of your life, what is it?
Oh, boy. Is it a cop-out to say
no.
Pumpkin?
No. If that's what you like.
Well, I don't think that's a cop-out at all. Pumpkin's a nice pie.
Yeah, pumpkin's good. I got no problems with apple. I'll take anything, man. I'm a pig.
There you go.
I'll take anything. Whatever. If it's free, it's me, and I'll take three.
No doubt. Well, we appreciate the time, Vern. Less than 2 weeks away, and a lot of texts saying they enjoyed the hot stove last night. So good job.
Hey. Thanks, Mom.
That's right. That is our Royals insider here at 96.5 The Fan, Josh Vernier. Let's get into the cover two this weekend. Obviously, you've got a pretty busy weekend and week ahead. What are the two things you're covering this this weekend?
I'm covering Caesar's Palace tonight with a TikTok.
We're
doing that tonight, and I am going to be in the TikTok. I said, "Can I be in there?" Like, of course. Like that.
Captain's hat.
I don't think I'll bring the Chiefs captain's hat.
Okay,
that would be fun. I'd do that at home, but yeah. So that's what I got going on. And then we're going to drive to the Grand Canyon on Sunday morning, and
that's
so
awesome.
That's going to be
They've
fun.
Never
too.
Seen it.
No. They have not seen it.
They're going to be mesmerized.
I think so too, right?
Like, they're old enough. Like, younger, if they were like 3 to 4 years younger, they'd be like, cool, it's a huge valley. You're like, honestly. It's not man-made. I don't know.
No, it's not man-made.
I'm just kidding.
But no, it's fun to fly over the Grand Canyon. Like,
done it twice.
And you see that, and you're just like, oh, my God, right? And then you're there. Like, I went in 92 or 3, I think, with my family. It was one of our first, like, plane vacations, because we drove everywhere, which I think most people did back then. And we flew out there, and I saw that Grand Canyon. And I was like, wow. Like, you're just like, it's stunning. You don't know what it's like until you see it,
I remember when Carrington went and saw it for the first time. He's like, it's one of the most like fascinating things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And like, you would never think somebody like Carrington, which is not a shot, but he's, local guy, city kid, all that sort of stuff, goes sees the Grand Canyon. He's like, everyone must go see this.
You have to.
And it's insane, man. Yeah. They're gonna love
like flying
that.
Over, like we're flying tonight, our flight doesn't leave like 10 o'clock tonight. So you don't see it at night when you're flying over it, but when you're there on Sunday and you go over the Hoover Dam and that kind of stuff. Like, I'm all about experiences for the kids. They don't appreciate it now, I don't think, but they will, looking back, Dad took us to see all these things. It's cool.
Right.
My parents did that for us. We loaded up in that damn minivan and we were all over the place.
Oh yeah.
All these like old historic homes and, Revolutionary War forts. And my sister one time goes, why are we walking through all these people's houses? Like, I don't know.
Good question, Iguano. I would say mine, I was supposed to show, depending weather related, I was supposed to show Mac and Maloney the summit.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see how that goes. I know we're supposed to get some pretty severe weather around the time the happy hour starts.
I was looking at Nick Bender's graphic that he put up there today. No, it's not bad. Okay. I mean, it's supposed to be like happy hour, but before and after happy hour, it looks like it's going to be fine.
But happy hour is like 3 to 6.
and that kind of window does pretty much suck today, from a wind standpoint. Not a lot of rain, but like it looks like the heights of the wind are from, according to Bender, are going to be starting at like 3 and going to like 6 or 7, probably.
Gosh.
Then they start to dissipate.
Yeah. So I got that. And then
basically, you know, about sunset starts to dissipate.
Yeah. So so we might have to call an audible on this week's happy hour. Maybe we'll go next Friday. I don't know. I don't even know where the hell Mac is. But yeah, I'm hoping I can do that.
He's
because it
pooping,
is fun. Yeah, probably. He's a growing boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's you know, Maloney's never been down there. He's a nice guy to me. He's been very, very, very respectful to me. So he's like, I've never been to Stewie's Patio. So if you want to come say hi, myself and Mac will be there. We will say hi to you. We don't make as enough money as other people, so I can't open up a bar tab, unfortunately. But we can say hi. The other one that I'm going to cover this weekend
is...
You're
going to take money out of your own account.
I don't have that money. No. Definitely not that much.
No.
So the Turning 2, Stewie's Patio, hopefully, might have to call a rain check, no pun intended. And then the other one is Selection Sunday. One of my favorite days of the year. I get so into it.
It's fun.
It's great.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, all right, let's go out to the East region. Number one seed and overall one, Duke. You know, and then you're like, they'll play the winner of the play-in game that'll be played on Tuesday night, but you just kind of know where you're going to go next week. Like, you'll have your Thursday and Friday plans set, depending on whether you follow Mizzou, whether you follow Kansas, whether you follow Kansas State. Whether you follow Mizzou or whether you follow Kansas, again, 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas State athletics.
Hey, it happens, right? You don't make it every year into the tournament.
You can't always make it. Mac, you got a turn two this weekend, or did you just get done turning two?
It just got done turning two. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I hope we get to hang out today, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
See what happens.
It's going to be a rough afternoon, man. Like, kid pickup time to about dinner time.
Yeah.
Windy. Not a lot of rain, but windy.
So it's just windy? It's not like storms or anything?
I don't know. The graph looks weird. It's got a bunch of different things on there. But the wind stuff is what I think everybody seemingly is concerned about today.
Yeah, it's 70 miles. That's very windy.
Go play wiffle ball in that weather.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine trying to play wiffle kickball or something
Pickleball.
Like that? Either basketball out there in the rain and the wind. But I heard, I saw on Channel 4, I think, this morning, they said the Big 12 Fan Fest was postponed for today as well. So it must be
serious.
Bad if they're not, you know, taking money for people to get beers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Thanks to Vern. Join us on that side. Coming up on the other side, Happy Pi Day. You know what that means. We want to know who your favorite number 3 and number 14 were all time. You thought I was going somewhere else. Also, top 3 pies. Top 3 pies. 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Happy Pie Day to everyone out there today. 314. And then Kansas City's day, for some, is on Sunday. I'm just kidding. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin's day. That's why I say for some, 316.
That's August. Wichita's day.
Oh, is that what they're, Eric?
Did you know the NCAA tournament was in Wichita this year?
Oh, yeah.
I did not until like
Kansas
yesterday.
Will not be playing in Wichita.
No, they probably won't. Maybe Missouri will. I don't know. It'd be fun.
Carrington said if they play in Wichita, he's going to go.
As he should.
I said he should go.
Wichita, you will never see me.
They were there, I think they were all there yesterday. I think Carrington, Drew, Gold, I think they were all at the game.
At
yesterday.
Wichita?
No,
oh.
T-Mobile. Kansas City, Missouri, baby, hometown. We asked you top 3 favorite pies for Pie Day. Or you can give me your favorite number 3 and number 14.
This was his way to work in Jack Caglione.
Better believe it.
I called you out on that one well over 12 hours ago. I kid. I sent a text to my friend Josh, who runs Smokehouse Barbecue, yesterday, and he didn't respond, and I don't understand why, and I ran this by you. I suggested a burnt end pie a la beans. Take the Smokehouse burnt ends and bake them in pie crust, right? Like you would slice that pie, top it with the hickory pit beans like you would a la mode for ice cream, and have those beans run down the burnt end pie. I think that sounds amazing. Does anybody else think that sounds good, or am I just out of my mind on this one?
No, because one of my top 3 pies is similar to what I think we were kind of discussing in between the segments, where like you could make like a barbecue shepherd's pie.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad either.
Chop up the burn ends, or do like the crisper meat or the crispy meat.
Yeah.
Put that in there. A little bit of barbecue sauce. Throw the cheesy corn in there.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the beans in there, and then fold that big daddy up.
put a little cheese on top, toast it, put it in the oven. Dude, I would eat a slice and go to bed for 4 hours.
Yeah, that sounds good. But
like a barbecue just, shepherd's pie.
Like you've seen those like on cartoons, those big pies and everything, right? Just stuffing one with burnt ends as high as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And then you slice and you just open with burnt ends and you put a big scoop of the hickory pip beans from Smokehouse on top. You've got your beans and your burnt ends mixed in. Mm. You got your burnt end pie a la beans.
So my favorite three pies, French silk, number one, it's like Mahomes and everybody else. It was my birthday cake for like 5 to 6 years.
Oh, I forgot that.
Tippins French silk pie was none other.
Damn good.
Now, that's like my wife. She loves that French silk pie. I always get her the NSA version.
Okay.
No sugar added. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's not a bad one. I mean, I just want those little chocolate pubes on top.
The little chocolate flakes.
Yeah, they're so good. French silk pie, number one. Key lime pie, number two. Mm. Big tart guy.
Yeah.
Not a sour beer guy, but a big tart guy. If I'm going to go sweet, like sweet tart chewies, my favorite candy.
Oh, those are so good.
They're the best.
Are you a sour beer guy at all?
No.
No, me neither.
God, no. I don't want my jaw to lock up every drink.
I felt like I had one, and it was awful. And it's like one of those things, like once you had it that wasn't any good, you didn't go back. I was talking to somebody yesterday that works in the liquor business. And ooh. I said, is craft beer still a thing? Craft beer's dead.
Oh.
Couldn't set it fast enough.
Wow. Damn. Wow.
Wow.
That was quick.
French silk pie, key lime pie, and then my third is shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really eat it a lot. I probably had it. I mean, it was between that and chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie is good, too.
I mean, fantastic. They have one at Third Street Social.
Do you like seafood?
Yes. Love
seafood pot pie.
Oh, I bet that's great. Almost like a chowder mix inside with like, okay.
Damn.
I just saw him get to that point.
You did. I mean, like,
his eyes rolled back in the back of his head. That we've seen in videos.
Like, pause for a hot minute, please. Just pause for the seafood pot pie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So seafood.
Shrimp, scallops, lobster meat, whatever you clams, whatever. I'm sure. Yes. I wouldn't put fish maybe not in it, but like crustaceans, you know, shellfish, more stuff.
Yeah.
Seafood pot pie does sound pretty good.
So French silk, key lime, shepherd's. What are your top three pies?
I'm going with coconut cream or coconut custard, depending on which one they have at Corner Cafe. That coconut custard pie that my friend Marge got me 1 year during COVID for my birthday was, oh gosh, it's so good. Love coconut pie. I will go then after that, probably the key lime pie that they serve at Gibson's in Chicago. And our friend Vip actually sent me a picture of that key lime pie yesterday.
He goes, can they ship it?
I
will send him my address right now.
Vip sends me this picture yesterday, and he says, jelly, and that's the key lime pie at Gibson's. I'll show it to the camera right now. Can you see it on the camera? If you ever get to Chicago, you've got to go to either Gibson's or Hugo's. They share a kitchen, like restaurants attached, and get that key lime pie.
That's a big piece of pie.
Oh, it is the
everything's
best.
Everything's pie in Chicago.
Yeah, it is.
Seriously. Pizza's pie.
How are they?
And then, pizza, my third pie.
That's a great pie.
It's a good pie.
Fantastic pie.
I'll go apple pie will be my number one. Mom makes it every Thanksgiving. It's like the hardest pie to make, supposedly.
Really?
But that's what she says. The apples, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Cherry pie would be my second, and then you mentioned it
like
earlier.
Warren?
Yep. And then the third would be the third.
He doesn't get it, does
no,
he?
I don't get
she's
it.
My cherry pie.
Oh,
cool
there you go.
Drink of water. That's who sings it. Warren.
Third would
warranted
be
that.
You didn't get it, did you? No.
No, I didn't. No, just tried to breeze by it. Chicken pot pie.
Mmm.
Specifically, what's the brand that everyone gets?
Marie Callender's?
Yep. Yeah.
Every time.
Did you ever meet Marie?
No.
Oh, sweetheart of a lady.
Is she really?
Yeah. She's actually from Kansas City, right?
What?
Grew up in Kansas City, right?
Wow.
And invented the pot pie. She was friends with Jasper's father growing up.
Of course.
And she went the pot pie route. They went the Italian food route. Mm. History has it. There it is. Marie Callender,
cool.
Kansas City legend.
Wow.
A lot of pies coming in on the text line. I really like pecan pie.
Pecan pie is fantastic.
I almost gave it to you, B-Dub. I saw the text, Dub. I almost gave it to you.
Did B-Dub text in?
Yeah, he said the word I can't say.
Pecan?
No, it rhymes with like something tang pie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I remember filling in, I think it was with either you or Kling, and I told him the story. He about pissed himself because I got kicked out of school for a day because this teacher said.
You did not.
Yes, I did. This is a true story. B-Dub can literally call in and tell you how hard he laughed. Because he goes...
I can see B-Dub laughing right now.
Dude, he was...
I mean, like, I got the image in my mind.
I was nervous. I almost went back there and gave him mouth-to-mouth. Because he was like... we were talking about wrestling, and he was like, oh, yeah, he's like The Rock. And I was like, yeah, I got in trouble because of wrestling. My parents were like, we can no longer watch it. Because The Rock had a bit where he's like, you like pie? What kind of pie do you like? You know, The Rock's favorite pie is blank tang pie. And so... I said that to the teacher in front of the entire class, and she goes, get out.
Did you understand at that point?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just making sure.
I didn't have a hair on my ass.
Yeah. Yeah. B-Dub laughing. I just, oh, dude, my God, I got awesome. The image.
I mean, it was one of those, shut the mic off, hat came off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just walks out the room.
Gone. He walked out of the room faster than we had the onions back there. Oh, it was over, man.
I mean, I could see B-Dub the hat off. Like, he nailed the whole thing. Yeah. Walk out the...
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, it was over, dude. Beakley's favorite pie is the banana split pie from Corner Cafe. Somebody on the text line says, 3, lemon meringue, 2, pecan pie, 1, hard to beat, any really good apple pie. A lot of cream pies on the text line,
lot,
too.
Like, yeah.
Boston
cream
coconut,
pies.
Coconut. All that cream sort of
pie.
Stuff. So.
The pecan pie, man. Like, my first job was in a town called Seguin, Texas. It was the home of the world's largest pecan. And pecans are only an every other year crop, right?
Ooh, I did not know
that. Yeah, see, you're learning, you know? And the best part about it was, like, the golf course we played on, because I did play golf because it was like a $500 membership for the entire year. Play as much as you want with cart. Mm-hmm. Would you sign up for that?
Yes. Absolutely.
And it was at like this, like, it was like at the city park golf course, but it was beautiful because it's South Texas. Everything's green all the time. The beautiful river and Guadalupe River, and all the trees were pecan trees. And so you'd walk around the golf course and you'd have all the free pecans in the world that you could eat. And I'm telling you what, fresh nuts are so good.
See, somebody said in the text line before we even got into the subject, we all know what Dusty's favorite pie really is. Oh, man. Shout out to the text line. You all some nasty people today on a Friday, but good for you.
But it's Friday.
Speaking of nasty people, we get to the Richard of the Week, and you already know what mine is. And yes, of course, it involves golf. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.